奉主耶稣圣名证道。
In Jesus' name I speak.
主耶稣借着启示录的七教会，告诉我们教会所发生的种种问题。
Jesus through the seven churches in Revelation told us about the problems in the churches.
七间教会里面有三间教会是被主称赞，也被主责备。
So three of the seven churches were both praised and rebuked by the Lord Jesus.
有两间教会只有称赞没有责备。
Two churches were only praised but not rebuked.
那另外两间教会只有责备没有称赞。
And another two churches were only rebuked but not praised.
你能够分辨到哪一些教会被称赞被责备的吗？
Do you know which churches were praised and which were rebuked?
那被责备的两间教会就是撒底教会跟老底家教会。
So the two churches that were rebuked were the church in Sardis and the church in Laodicea.
那责备最厉害的教会，我认为是撒底教会。
And I think that the church that was most severely rebuked was the church in Sardis.
那到底撒底教会发生什么问题，被主这么严厉的责备？
So what exactly did the church in Sardis do to be so severely rebuked by the Lord?
我们请看启示录第三章。
Let us look at Revelation chapter 3.
第一跟第二节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 1 and 2. Revelation chapter 3 verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. Verse 2. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God.
主对撒底教会说
The Lord said to the church in Sardis,
按名你是活的，其实是死的。
That you know you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead.
按名是活的，因为他们已经受洗归入主的名下。
They are alive in name because they have been baptized into the Lord Jesus.
他们已经重生，已经有永生盼望。
They have been reborn and they have the hope of everlasting life.
说他们其实是死的
But they are dead.
因为他们只是一个挂名的基督徒
Because they are just Christians in name.
他们没有认真做好一个基督徒
They have not seriously been a Christian.
我们请看提摩太前书第五章
Let us look at 1 Timothy chapter 5.
第五跟第六节
1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 5 and 6.1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 5 and 6-5 Now she who is really a widow and left alone trusts in God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. Verse 6 But she who lives in pleasure is dead while she lives.
保罗在这里谈到教会里有两种的寡妇。
Paul speaks of two different kinds of widows in church.
一种是真寡妇。
The first is a true widow.
他们是仰赖神，昼夜仰望神的。
They trust in God and they continue.
他们昼夜不住的祷告神。
And they continue in supplications and prayers night and day.
那另外一种是好宴乐的寡妇。
And the other type is one who lives in pleasure.
保罗说他们正活着的时候也是死的。
Paul says that while she is dead while she lives.
好宴乐其实并不一定是犯罪了。
Living in pleasure is not necessarily committing a sin.
但是如果你只是好宴乐却不好敬拜神，那就会使你渐渐地远离神。
But if you are only living in pleasure and not worshipping God, then you will slowly drift away from God.
保罗说末世有一个危险。
Paul says that there is a danger in the end times.
那就是人好宴乐不爱神。
And that is men are lovers of pleasures and not lovers of God.
这些好宴的寡妇就是这样的人。
And this widows that are lovers of pleasure are such people.
他们喜欢放纵肉体的情欲。
They like to indulge in their worldly lusts.
但是他们却不喜欢来敬拜神。
But they are not, they do not like to worship God.
他们不是走主为我们所开的那一条又新又活的道路。
They are not treading on the new and living way that is opened by the Lord Jesus.
他们仍然是走旧路。
They continue to tread on the old path.
那我们要清楚了解一件事情。
And so we have to clearly understand one thing.
你走旧路是不能够到新地方的。
When you tread on an old path, you are unable to arrive at a new place.
当主耶稣再来的时候，
When the Lord Jesus comes again,
新天新地要示现，
The new heavens and the new earth will come down.
唯有在基督里走新路做新人的人才能够进去。
And only those who tread on the new path and are new men in the Lord will be able to enter.
如果你仍然是一个旧人，仍然是旧路，你怎么能够到新地方去呢？
If you are an old man and you tread on the old path, how will you arrive at a new place?
所以圣经这一次在勉励我们。
So the Bible continues to encourage us.
我们必须要脱去旧人，要穿上新人。
That we have to put off the old man and put on the new man.
我们从此以后是走主的道路，不再是走世人走的旧路。
And we have to walk on the path of the Lord and not the old path of man.
主也对撒底教会说，
And the Lord also told the church in Sardis,
我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
I see that your works are not perfect before the Lord.
那并不是说他们坏到没有一样好行为了。
It is not that they are bad to the point whereby they do not have a single good work.
其实他们都有好行为。
In fact, all they have good works.
但是他们没有一样的好行为是完全的。
But not one of their good work is perfect.
比如说。
For example.
他们信主，这是好的。
They believe in God and that is good.
但他们只是口里称呼主，却没有心里认真悔改、遵行主的道理。
But they only call him God in their mouths, and they do not truly repent and obey the word of God.
他们祷告主，这是好的。
They pray to God, and that is good.
但是他们的祷告只是求肉体的事，而不是求灵魂的事。
But their prayers are all about the worldly things and not about spiritual things.
他们常常聚会，这也是好的。
And they constantly gather for worship services.
但是聚会常常迟到，又不专心听道。
But they are often late and they do not concentrate in the service.
他们也热心帮助教会的工作，这也是好的。
They are also zealous to help out in the work of the church.
但是当人家泼一点冷水，他就热不起来了。
But once someone has poured cool water, they are unable to be zealous again.
他们也肯奉献。
And they are willing to offer.
这也是好的行为。
And this is good work as well.
但是他们却一直在埋怨，怎么主还没有回报我呢？
But they constantly murmur whether, why has not the Lord not repaid me?
所以主说，
So the Lord says,
你们的行为在我神的面前没有一样是完全的。
I have not found your works perfect before God.
我们不要只是说我们有好行为，你要更进一步去问，那你所谓的好行为在神的眼中是完全的吗？还是只是表面化而已呢？
Let us not just say that we have good works. We have to think whether our good works are perfect before God or are they just superficial.
在人看，撒底教会是一个很活跃的教会。
In the eyes of men, the church in Sardis is a very active church.
因为你看到这些信徒，他们都有来聚会啊，也参加教会各种的活动啊。
Because we see the believers coming to church for services and also to participate in the church activities.
他们也没有什么特别坏的行为羞辱主的名。
And they do not have any bad deeds to shame the name of God.
他们其实每一样都有一点好。
And they have something good in everything.
但是在神看起来，
But to in the eyes of God,
这是一间死的教会。
This is a church that is dead.
因为他们的好只是表面上的好，但是里面却是不那么好。
Because their goodness is just on the surface, and it is not actually they are not truly good internally.
他们可以说有敬虔的外貌，但是却没有敬虔的实意。
They have a zealous appearance, but not a zealous interior.
那正如主耶稣所说的。
And just like what the Lord Jesus said,
这些百姓用嘴唇来亲近我，但是他们的心却是远离我。
The people draw near to me with their lips, but their hearts are actually far from me.
所以表面上看起来他们跟主耶稣好像很亲近，但是主耶稣看他们的心里面其实是那么样的疏远。
So on the surface, the people are actually look to be very close to God, but actually they are very far away.
这就是撒底教会的危机。
And this is the crisis of the church in Sardis.
那这也是我们今日教会的危机。
And this is the crisis of our church today as well.
我们的主耶稣不要这一种表面化的信仰。
Our Lord Jesus does not want faith that is superficial.
如果我们仍然继续这样的做表面化的功夫，
If we continue to put on acts that are superficial.
那我们也要被主责备，按明你是活的，但其实是死的。
That then we will be rebuked by the Lord that in name we are alive, but actually we are dead.
所以信仰必须要认真。
So we have to be very serious in our faith.
认真的悔改，认真的相信，认真的遵行主的道。
Have to be serious in repenting, in believing, and in obeying the word of God.
主也对撒底教会说。
And the Lord said to the church in Sardis.
你要警醒。
Be watchful.
你要坚固那剩下要衰微的。
And strengthen the things which remain.
事实上，撒底教会大部分都是腐败的。
In actuality, the church in Sardis is corrupted.
啊，对，但是仍然有一些将要衰微，但是还没有腐败。
And there are some that are ready to die but have not.
那你就要看到这一些还有机会救的，就赶快去挽救他们。
Then we have to look at what the opportunity there is to still save these things and quickly save them.
那你说，可是大部分都已经腐败呀。
But we say that there are many things that are already corrupted.
你能够救得了多少呢？
How much can we save?
我们的确救不了多少。
Indeed, we cannot save much.
但是我们总要明白。
But we have to understand.
救的一个就是一个。
When we save one, that is one.
沙滩上啊，有好多那一些鱼被冲到岸上来，在那边跳挣扎。
On the beach, there are many fishes that have been washed ashore and they are struggling.
那个鱼太多了。
There are too many fishes.
你都没有办法一只一只把它们丢回海里去。
And you are unable to throw each of them one by one into the sea.
那些小孩子啊，看到啊，就赶快去帮忙把这些鱼丢回那海里去。
So when the little children see it, they quickly help to throw the fishes back into the sea.
大人说。
And the adult said,
不用再浪费时间了。
Do not waste your time.
你看你丢下去，等下那大浪吹，他们又回到岸上来了。
Well, the moment you throw them into the sea, when the big waves come in, they will be washed ashore again.
没有办法的，救不了了，太多了。
You have no choice, you are unable to save them because there are too many of them.
但是有一个小孩子就回答他。
But one little child told him,
我们不管救得了多少，但是救的一条就是一条。
It doesn't matter how many we are able to save, as long as we save one, that is one.
难怪主耶稣说,
No wonder the Lord Jesus said,
我们要回转好像小孩子的样式。
We have to become like little children.
大人的想法跟小孩的想法真的是有很大的不同的。
The thinking of adults and little children are very different.
但很多时候我们反省，我们已经失去了那种很单纯很的想法。
And if we think back, we actually have lost the very naive thinking of little children.
我们的力量真的有限，我们真的没有办法救那么多的。
Our strength is limited and we are unable to save so many people.
但是我们总不要忘记我们的底线。
But we need to know our bottom line.
救的一个，就得了一个。
As long as we save one, we have obtained one.
将来主耶稣不是问你救了多少人？你向多少人传了福音
？And in the end, at the very end, the Lord Jesus will not ask how many have you saved and how many have you preached the gospel to.
你到底挽回了多少只迷羊
？How many lost sheep have you turned back？
许多人是注意那个成绩有多少
？Many people are looking at the results.
但是主耶稣不是看这个成绩
，But the Lord Jesus does not just look at the results.
主耶稣只是看你是不是尽了你的力量。
He looks at whether we have put in our effort.
你伸出你的手拉他一把吗？
Have we stretched out our hand to help that person?
你发出声音给他一个勉励，给他一个警告，或者给他一个安慰吗？
Have we spoken out to give this person an encouragement, a warning, or a comforting?
这是我们能够做得到的。
And this is what we can do.
所以主说。
So the Lord Jesus said.
你要警醒，去兼顾那剩下将要衰微的。
Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die.
那我们要怎么样警醒呢？
And how should we be watchful?
我们请看启示录的第二章。
Let us look at Revelation chapter 2.
我们读第三节。
Verse 3. Revelation chapter 2 verse 3. And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary.
主耶稣在这里告诉我们警醒有三个步骤。
The Lord Jesus tells us that there are three steps to take in being watchful.
一个就是要回想。
The first is
回想
，think back。
第二个就是要悔改。
The second is to repent。
第三个就是要遵守。
And the third is to obey。
那要回想什么呢
？The what should we think back about？
我们有很多东西回想啊。
We have many things to recall。
但是主耶稣叫我们回想你当初你是怎样领受这个道理的。
But the Lord Jesus tells us to recall how we have received the word in the beginning。
你要回想你当初你是怎么样听见这个道理的。
To recall how we have listened to the word in the beginning。
如果一个人肯去回想起初的信心
，If a person is willing to think back about his original faith，
那么他就可以发觉到现在的信心到底是在进步或者是在退步。
Then he will realize whether his current state of faith has improved or has regressed。
有很多信徒他不觉得他的信心一直在退步。
Many people do not think that their faith is deteriorating。
他觉得他比别人好很多了。
They think that they are much better than other people.
但事实上，如果他回想他起初的信心，他的确一直在退步。
But in actual fact, if he thought about the faith he had at the beginning, he would realize that he has been deteriorating.
主耶稣不是叫我们去回想别人的信仰，去跟别人的信仰来做一个比较。
The Lord Jesus does not ask us to think about the faith of others and to compare with them.
那是会让你自愈，那会让你觉得你还不错。
This will cause you to be self-righteous and to think that you are still alright.
主耶稣要你跟你自己起初的信仰来做个比较。
The Lord Jesus wants us to compare our faith with our faith in the beginning.
起初的信仰的确是主在带领我们的。
Our faith in the beginning was led by the Lord.
我们好像是透过我们的亲戚朋友啦，或者是借助所发生的事情啦，种种的原因，而我们所以来认识了主，那我们也相信了。
So it may seem like we were led by our friends or relatives and by or through various situations to be led to believe in the Lord.
但是如果你回想
，But if we think back，
因为发觉到其实都是主在借助各样的事情、各种的环境，把我们带到他的面前来的。
We will realize that it was the Lord Jesus who through various situations and methods to bring us to the Lord.
要不然你心里怎么会有那种感动？
If not, how would you have that moving in your heart?
那为什么你心里会有那种对不起主的感觉？
How would you have that feeling whereby you have let the Lord down?
这都是圣灵在你的心里面感动你。
This is the Holy Spirit moving you in your heart.
绝不勉强一个人相信的。
The Lord Jesus does not force one to believe.
但是他愿意人人都悔改相信。
But he hopes, he wills for all men to believe.
所以他的圣灵在人的心里面感动他们，帮助他们。
And hence the Holy Spirit works in them to move them and to help them.
让他们心里有一种的感觉。
For them to have a feeling in their hearts.
让他们能够回想自己的过去。
To remember about their past.
让他们知道他们真的是需要神。
To realize that they really need God.
可是神不会勉强你的，他只是帮助你。
But God will not force you, He will only help you.
这个帮助就是主的一个带领。
And this helping of God is a guidance by God.
那接下去你愿意接受这个带领吗？
So moving on, are you willing to accept this guidance?
其实有许多人心里都有感动，有所觉悟。
Many people in their hearts, they have a moving and they have a realization.
但是他们却把这个感动，这个觉悟放下去。
But they have put aside this moving and this realization.
那这就是一种拒绝了主的带领。
And this is a form of rejection of the guidance of God.
你不能说主啊，你没有带领我，你没有施恩典给我啊。
We cannot say that, oh Lord, you have not guided me, you have not given me grace.
其实神用很多的方式在我们的心里面在呼叫我们，唤醒我们，在带领我们的。
But actually, through many ways, the Lord has been guiding us and helping us and talking to us in our hearts.
只是我们愿意去回想吗？
But are we willing to think back about it?
就像主对撒底教会说的。
Just like how the Lord told the church in Sardis.
你要回想，你是怎样领受，你是怎样听见的。
You have to remember how you have received and heard.
所以在信仰上，我们必须要常常回想我们起初的信仰。
So in our faith, we have to constantly think back about our original faith.
那是主所带领的，那是纯正的。
And that is led by the Lord, and that is faith. That is true.
那第二就是要他们要警醒。
And secondly, they have to be watchful.
在撒底城这个地方啊，有一个谚语说，你如果不警醒，你就会像撒底城那样被攻破了。
So in the church in Sardis, there is this saying that says that if you are not watchful, you will be attacked like the church in Sardis.
不只是教会了，撒底城。
Like the city of Sardis.
原来撒底城在历史上真的两次被攻破。
So in fact, in history, the city of Sardis was attacked two times.
其实好多古城都被攻破的，那撒底城被攻破。有什么奇怪呢?
And there were many old cities that were actually broken into, but what is so special about this city of Sardis?
撒底城是很特别，因为它建造在一个山势很险要的山顶上。
So actually, this city of Sardis was built on the summit of a mountain.
而且只有一条小路可以到达上面。
And there was only a very small path that will lead you to the summit.
你纵使有大军在山下怎么样，但是只能够很小的人通过，一个人通上去，只要人家把守啊，你没有办法上去了。所以这是一个易守难攻的城啊。
So if you are trying to walk up that small path and someone blocks you, then it is impossible to get up to the summit. So this is a city that was easy to defend and difficult to attack.
所以撒底城的人啊，总以为他们的城是个坚固的堡垒，是攻不破的。
So the people in the city of Sardis thought that their city was a very strong fortress and difficult to attack.
在主前546年。
So in BC 546.
古列王带军攻打撒底城。
King Cyrus brought an army to attack the city of Sardis.
攻打了一年多啊，都攻打不下。
And he tried to attack for over a year, and he was unable to take it down.
这真的是一个坚固城啊。
So this was a very strong fortress.
但是后来他们通过各种的方法，得到了一条秘密的小路，可以从另外一边来攻打这个撒底城。
But later, through other methods, they found this secret path that leads to the city.
当波斯军上到撒底城上面的时候
，and later on, when the Persian army went up to the summit,
撒底城的那些守卫啊，他们都在那边睡觉，因为他们认为他们不可能上到这里来的，在下面就会被 block 掉了的了。
The guards in Sardis thought that they were sleeping because they thought that the people wouldn't be able to come up to the city.
所以波斯军就爬上城墙，到里面去把城门打开，波斯军就进去攻破了撒底城了。
And so the Persian army went up to the city, climbed over the walls, and breached the city.
那么撒底城的人会不会因此而警醒呢？不再睡觉？
So are the people in the city of Sardis as a result watchful and not no longer sleep?
300年以后
，300 years later，
希腊军来攻打撒底城。
The army of Herod came to attack the city. The Greek army came to attack the city of Sardis.
还是用以前那一条秘密的小路上山。
And they also used the small secret way to enter the city.
撒底城的守卫还是在那边睡觉，以为他们是上不来的。
And the guards in Sardis were still sleeping and thought the people wouldn't be able to enter.
结果撒底城被攻破，又被攻破了。
And as a result, the city of Sardis was breached again.
就是因为他们不警醒。
This was because they were not watchful.
所以主耶稣对撒底教会说。
And hence the Lord Jesus told the church in Sardis.
你们要警醒。
Be watchful.
要不然你们也要像撒底城一样被攻破的。
Or you will be broken into like the city of Sardis.
撒底教会的问题啊，说起来不是外在的问题，而是内在的问题。
The problem of the city of Sardis is not one that is external, but one that is internal.
他们不像以弗所教会里面有假使徒的教训。
They are not like the church in Ephesus that have the problem of false prophets.
他们也不像别加摩教会有巴兰的教训。
They are not like the church in Pergamos that has the teachings of false of Balaam.
他们也不像推雅推拉教会有耶洗别的教训。
And they are not like the church of Thyatira that has the teaching of Jezebel.
所以撒底教会可以说是一个没有面对任何异端来搅乱的教会。
And so the church in Sardis is one that was not that did not have any heresies.
他们也没有好像士美拿教会面对罗马政府的压迫，要来拜罗马皇帝的像。
And they were not oppressed like the church in Smyrna to have to worship the image of the king.
可以说撒底教会的信仰环境啊，真的是太好了，太平安了。
So the environment in the church in Sardis was too peaceful and too good.
但是问题就是处于在这种太过舒适的环境。
And so the problem arose from this too comfortable environment.
这种平安舒适的环境让他们不警醒，让他们在灵性上沉睡了。
This peaceful and comfortable environment caused them to be unwatchful and caused them to be sleeping in their faith.
你把一只青蛙放在热水里面啊，这个青蛙会拼命跳出来啊。
If you put a frog in a hot water, it will jump out.
但是你把青蛙放在温水里面。
But if you put a frog in warm water,
他觉得哇，这么寒冷的地方，怎么会有这么温暖的地方呢？
It will think that wow, there's such a warm place in this cold environment.
所以他很喜欢这种环境啊。
So it loves the warm environment.
那你慢慢把热水加温。
And when you slowly increase the temperature of the water,
他也不觉得有什么危险。
It will not realize that it is in danger.
慢慢他就适应了这个热度了。
And slowly it has become accustomed to the temperature of the water.
你又再慢慢加这个温度。
And as you slowly increase the temperature of the water,
他起初很不安，但是逐渐的他又适应了这个温度了。
At first it would be alarmed, but later you become accustomed to it again.
那等到热到要他的命的时候，他知道这是危险的，他要跳出来了。
And later on, when it realized that it was too hot for itself and it wants to exit and jump out,
但是已经太迟了。
It will be too late.
他已经被这些热水慢慢的伤害到他已经没有力气跳出来了。
It will be hurt by the hot water, this warm water so much so that it doesn't have enough strength to jump out.
这就是我们所说的温水煮青蛙。
So this is what we say about warm water cooking a frog.
当然也有人就说，传道，这是真的吗？你去查看温水煮青蛙没有这样的事实的。
And some people may say, oh, preacher, is this so? You go and look it up. There is no such thing as warm water cooking a frog.
所以有很多人不同意温水煮青蛙的故事。
So many people do not agree with this story.
那我的确花了一些时间去找啊。
And I spent some time to look it up.
我找到了，原来是可以的。
And I found that it is actually possible.
他解释的那个理由。
The person has explained the reason.
为什么有些人做试验说不可能的？但为什么有些人做试验说这是可能的？
Why do some people conduct the experiment and say it's not possible while others say it is possible?
同样都是试验呢？
There are
但是为什么不同的报告呢？
Both are experiments, but why is there a different result?
那这个如果你们有兴趣自己去查了，我就不用在这里讲了。
So if you're interested, please look it up yourself.
但是我们中国人有一句话这样讲的。
But the Chinese have this saying.
它的意义跟温水煮青蛙的道理一样的。
And the meaning of this saying is the same as the frog, cooking the frog in warm water.
生以忧患，死以安乐。
We are able to thrive in calamity, but we die when there is peace and calm.
所以我们在平安舒适的环境里面，我们真的要警醒。
So we have to be watchful when we are in a comfortable environment.
不要沉睡了。
And not sleep.
如果我们发觉到我们真的沉睡了，
If we realize that we are sleeping,
那我们真的要悔改。
Then we have to repent.
不要让我们自己的灵性继续沉睡下去。
And not allow our faith to continue sleeping.
不要让温水煮死了这只青蛙。
And not allow the warm water to cook this frog.
我们应该察觉这种危险，赶快跳出来。
We have to realize the danger we are in and jump out.
这就是悔改。
And this is repentance.
有些人说有啊，我知道这个是危险啊，我也很后悔啊，我也想要改啊，但是改不了啊。
Some people say yes, I know that I am repentant and I regret, but and I want to change, but I am unable to do so.
我想很多信徒都有这样的体验。
And I believe many believers have this experience.
我们知道我们的软弱，也知道我们的冷淡。
We know our weaknesses and we know the coldness.
但是我们却没有办法悔改。
But we are unable to repent.
那是因为他没有下定决心悔改。
Because he has not set his heart to repent.
他只是后悔了。
He has only regretted.
他知道要改过了。
He knows that he has to change.
但是总没有下定那个决心来悔改。
But he has not resolved to repent.
就像主耶稣所说的那个浪子的比喻。
And this is just like the parable of the prodigal son.
你说那个浪子有没有后悔呢？
Do you think that the prodigal son regretted?
其实他很早就后悔了。
Actually, early on he regretted.
尤其当他的朋友都不要帮助他的时候。
Especially when his friends were not willing to help him.
他被生活逼到他要去看猪。
He was forced to the point in which he had to look after the pigs.
这是一个多么卑贱的一个工作。
And this was such a degrading job.
尤其是对以色列人来说
，especially to the Israelites，
这是违背神道理的，这是不圣洁的。
This is going against the teachings of God, and this is unclean.
你就可以想象他心里是多么的难受。
And you must, can think about how difficult he must have felt in his heart.
我相信他真的是很后悔的。
He must have regretted it a lot.
那为什么他不改过呢？为什么不回家呢
？But why did he not change and repent and return?
因为他没有下定那个决心
，because he was not resolved，
所以他还能够忍
，and he was still willing， he was still enduring it，
他还是愿意接受这样的环境
，he was still willing to endure this environment。
那到底又是什么让他能够下定决心，让他有勇气回家呢
？So what is it that caused him to be resolved and to return home？
那就是主耶稣说的
，and that is what the Lord Jesus said。
有一天他饿到不得了逼到他要去拿猪吃的东西来充饥
There was one day he was so hungry that he had to take the food of the pigs
人除非真的是饿到快要死了你才会这样去吃猪吃的东西的
Only when one is hungry to the point of death will he take the food that is given to the pigs
如果没有到这样的地步啊，你绝对不会这样做的
If you are not at that situation yet you will not do such things
你看到他真的来到要饿死的地步了
You realize that he was to the point where he was to be hungry to the point of death
但是人也不给他吃猪吃的东西啊
But man was not willing to give him the food that was given to the pigs.
这真的是太过无情了。
And this was too inhumane.
但是就是这样的无情，这样的绝境，让他醒悟过来。
And such inhumanity and caused him to awake.
他自己说的。
He said himself.
我要饿死在这里吗？
Will I be hungry and die here?
我父亲家里的仆人啊，有多么多的粮食，多么舒适的地方，我要饿死在这里吗？
The servants in my father's house have so much food and such a good environment. Will I die of hunger here?
我还要为了面子不敢回家吗？
Should I, because of my face, not be willing to return home?
我还要自己自甘堕落下去吗？
Should I be willing to put myself to continue living in this situation?
面子重要还是命子重要啊？
Is my face or my life more important?
在这个时候他对自己说
So at this point in time he told himself
我要悔改
I have to repent
我要起来
I have to arise
我要回家
I have to return home
在这一时刻
And at this point in time
他真的下定决心了
He resolved
所以他就有这个勇气了
And he had the courage
所以他就起来了
And he arose
那结果他就回家了
And in the end he returned home
他父亲在门外远远看到他的孩子回来
When he saw his son returning home from afar,
他的父亲跑去抱住他。
He ran and hugged him.
这是一个很感人的结局，对吗？
And this is a very touching ending.
我们想，这个应该是一个编造故事里面说一个巧合吧。那么巧他父亲出来那么巧看到他的孩子所以他就跑去了。
You may think that this is such a coincidental fabrication in a story.
其实主耶稣讲的不是一个编造的巧合的故事。
And so this is not a story that is fabricated by the Lord Jesus.
这是一个真实的故事。
This is a real story.
我们就是那些浪子。
We are the prodigal son.
那个父亲就是我们的天父。
The father is our heavenly father.
天父天天都在期待我们回家。
Our heavenly father hopes for us to return home every day.
如果我们真的悔改，我们下定决心回家。
If we are willing to repent and resolve to return home,
我们的天父多么欢喜地欢迎我们，拥抱我们。
Our heavenly Father will be very happy to hug us and to welcome us back.
但是我们常常总有一种内疚。
But we often have this kind of guilt in our hearts.
感觉到对不起神，不配了。
And we feel like we are unworthy of God.
这种不配应该让你更加来珍惜神的恩典呢。
So this kind of unworthiness should lead us to be more cherishing of the word of God.
我们不是靠我们的配来得到神的恩典的，正因为我们不配，所以神才白白给我们这个恩典。
It is not because we are worthy that's why we receive the grace of God, but more so because we are unworthy.
但是我们总是常常被人家说啊，你不配了，你离开这里吧，这里是圣洁的地方，你是无畏犯罪的人。
But people often say that you are unworthy, you leave this place. This is a place for holy people.
我们也感觉到我不配了。
And we feel like we are unworthy.
所以有时候我们去勉励那一些久没有来教会的信徒，他们总是这样讲，我知道，但是我不配了。
Sometimes when we try to encourage those who have not come to church for a while, we tell them and they say, I know, but I feel like I'm unworthy.
那这个不配是让你远离神。
And this unworthiness caused you to drift apart from God.
那你还要这样的认为不配而让你的生命这样的死亡吗？
And will this unworthiness cause you to feel like you are unworthy and result in the death of your faith?
这个浪子也知道他不配。
The prodigal son also knows that he is unworthy.
所以他对父亲说，
And hence he told his father,
我不再做配做你的儿子了。
I am not worthy to be your son.
让我在你的家里面做一个仆人好了。
Let me be a servant in your house.
这就是真正的不配。
So this is true unworthiness.
但是你仍然希望父亲接受你，做一个仆人都好。
But he is willing that the father is accepts him and that he can be a servant in his house.
不能够坐高位也不要紧。
It doesn't matter if I cannot sit on a high place.
只要能够回到家，我就高兴了。
As long as I'm able to return home, I'm happy.
他不在乎什么名分，不在乎什么地位，不在乎什么报酬，只在乎他能够回家。
He does not care about his any status or any reward. He just cares about whether he can return home or not.
有一些人说要回家。
Some people say they want to return home.
但是他回家说，那我回家以后我还能够做执事吗？
But they say, when I return home, can I still be a deacon?
如果我回家以后不能够再做事，我回家做什么？
So if I cannot be a deacon when I return home, why should I return home?
他知道他做错了。
He knows that he has committed wrong.
他要回家了。
And he wants to return home.
但是他回家，他还要像以前一样，我还是个执事，那我就回家。如果我回家不能够做执事，那我回家做什么？
So, but he wants to be like how he was before, and he wants to continue to be a deacon when he returns home.
这是一个很可惜的事情，对不对？那你回家是为了那个执事的名分吗？ So, 不是为了你的灵魂能够得救吗？
So this is such a pity. You want to return home for the sake of the name of a deacon, but not for your own soul.
所以有很多时候，我们的面子、我们的身份、我们的一切的所谓条件，真的让我们没有勇气回家。
So many a time, our face, our status, and many of our conditions result in us unwilling to return home.
那什么时候我们才能够像浪子真正的觉悟？
So when will we be like the prodigal son to awaken?
只要我能够回家，我就满足了。
And to be satisfied as long as he is able to return home.
其实天父正在期待你回家的。
Actually, the Heavenly Father is awaiting for us to return home.
我们不是说吗？回家就好，其他的就不用再说了。
It is good to just be able to return home, and we do not have to talk about anything else.
所以我们真的要悔改。
So we have to repent.
不止我们的身体回家，更重要的主要看到我们的心回家。
We have to, more importantly, let the Lord Jesus has to see our hearts returning home rather than just our bodies.
不要只是嘴巴说我悔改，或者头脑说我错了，要真正从心里面悔改，重新再来。
We should not just say with our mouths that we are wrong, but rather we have to repent from our hearts.
好，那第三就是要遵守主的道。
So thirdly, we have to obey the word of God.
为什么起初有心信主的信徒啊，会慢慢变成有名无实的信徒呢？
So why is it that those who once had the heart to believe in the Lord became Christians in name only?
当然有些信徒他们是有他们的目的来做信徒的，不是有心来做信徒的，那所以他们当然是有名无实了。
So some believers have a motive to believe in the Lord, and hence they are just believers in name.
他们目的达到了，你也看到他不再来教会了。
And when they have achieved their goals, they no longer come to church.
但是我所说的是有心做基督徒的，但为什么慢慢变成有名无实的 基督徒。
So what I'm talking about is those believers who once had a heart to believe, but later on became just believers in name.
其中有一个原因就是他们常常听到，但是却没有去行道。
And one of the reasons is because they constantly listen to the word but do not do the word.
我们看到满桌子美味佳肴啊，你会不会肚子就饱了？
When we see a table full of delicacies, will we be full?
不管你看多久啊，你肚子还是饿的。
No longer how long you look, you'll still be hungry.
除非你坐下来，你吃了这些食物，你才会饱的，你才会有力气的。
Unless you sit down and eat the food, then you'll be full and you have strength.
我们常常读圣经，我们也常常听道理。
We constantly read the Bible and to pray.
但是我们却没有照道理来去行。
But we do not listen, we do not act according to the word of God.
所以我们永远只是一个有名无实的基督徒。
So we are forever just a believer in name.
所以主耶稣说你要警醒。
And the Lord Jesus tells us to be watchful.
你要遵行我的道。
To obey the word of God.
你才是一个真基督徒。
And only then will we be a true Christian.
你才能够真的得到这个永生的生命。
Only then will we truly be able to receive eternal life.
所以我们不但要读圣经，要听道理，更要求主帮助我们能够遵行主的道理。
So not only do we have to read the Bible and to listen to sermons, we have to pray that the Lord Jesus allow us to obey the word of God.
这些有心做基督徒说，有啊，我起初都很热心遵行主的道啊。
So some Christians may say that they have originally been very, have the heart very zealous to obey the word of God.
你以前也吃了很多饭啊，昨天才吃饱而已呢，怎么你今天又饿了？
So yesterday you also ate a lot. Why are you hungry today?
我们不是做一次的基督徒。
We are not just a one-time Christian.
我们要做一生的基督徒。
We have to be a Christian for life.
所以我们不是一次遵行主的道。
Hence, we do not just obey the word of God for one time.
我们要一生都遵行主的道。
But we have to obey the word of God for our
lifetime. 你看有一些人遵行了几十年神的道。
We see that some people obey the word of God for tens of years.
可是到最后你发觉他不遵行了。
And at the very end, you realize that he does not obey anymore.
那以前遵行几十年的道能够救了他现在的不遵行吗？
And so will obeying the word of God for 10 over years before save his disobedience now?
你能不能做主啊，你知道的，我过去40年都是遵行你的道了，只是这一年没有遵行而已吗？
You cannot say that the Lord Jesus, oh, you know that I have obeyed your word for the past 40 years. It's just this year I did not obey.
所以不要存着这样错误的思想。
So we should not have such a wrong thinking.
你现在的信仰怎么样？
How your faith is like today?
所以我们每天都要努力的灵修。
And we have to strive to spiritually nurture ourselves.
每天都必须要警醒。
We have to be watchful every day.
因为我们不知道哪一天我们会跌倒。
Because we do not know on which day will we fall.
但是我们知道，
But we know,
如果我们每一天都能够警醒，
that as long as we are able to be vigilant every
那我们就不会跌倒，
then we will not fall.
许多跌倒的人不是他没有能力，乃是因为他不警醒。
Many people do not fall just because they are they do not have the strength, but because they are not watchful.
所以主耶稣告诉我们，
So the Lord Jesus tells us,
你要警醒，
be watchful.
警醒有三个步骤，
and there are three steps to being watchful.
你要回想，你要悔改，你要遵行。
You have to think back, you have to repent, and you have to obey.
我们看回启示录的第三章。
Let us turn back to Revelation chapter 3.
我们读第四节到第六节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 4 to 6. Verse 4, you have a few names even in Sardis who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Verse 6, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
主说，撒底，你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的。
The Lord says, you have a few names even in Sardis who have not defiled their garments.
我们是高兴好呢，还是要伤心好？
Should we be happy or sad about this?
整个撒底教会只有几名是主耶稣称赞的真基督徒。
In the entire church of Sardis, there were only a few names that were praised to be true Christians.
这真的是让我们很伤心的。
This is one that results in that makes us sad.
因为每一个灵魂都是宝贵的。
Because every soul is precious.
但是这么多的灵魂都情愿选择在沉睡当中，一警醒悔改。
But so many souls choose to be asleep and are not willing to be watchful and repent.
他们彼此的勉励。
They are encouragement to each other.
我们大家都是阿邦阿肋，你不要讲我，我也不要讲你。
We are all brothers and sisters. We do not talk about each other.
那就维持这样就好了。
Let us just maintain this.
所以他们就好像温水煮青蛙一样，最后死都不知道。
So they are just like frogs being cooked in warm water and do not know even when they have died.
因为他们彼此勉励啊，我不讲你，你也不要讲我，大家 happy going 就好了。
Because they encourage each other and they do not rebuke each other, so they are just happy to go lucky.
你责备了我，我也不高兴；我也责备你，你也不高兴。
If I rebuke you, you won't be happy, and if you rebuke me, I won't be happy.
这就是撒底教会。
And this is the church inside this.
但是仍然有几名，他们是没有污秽自己，他们不同流合污的，他们是警醒悔改、遵守主的道理的人的。
There are a few names in Sardis who have not defiled their garments and they have walked with him in white.
这个几名也许太少了，少到根本都没有人家去注意他们。
These few names may be so little that people do not see them.
但是主耶稣知道他们。
But the Lord Jesus knows them.
虽然他们是大多数里面很少的一两几个人，但是主耶稣知道他们。
Even though they are just one or two out of the majority of people, the Lord Jesus knows them.
所以我们不要在乎外面的环境，外面的人怎么样怎么样，但是在乎我们自己在神的面前怎么样。
So let us not be concerned about how the people in the external environment are, but we should be concerned about how we are.
你不说大家都不来，那些长老都不来聚会，那我为什么要去聚会？
Do not say why, even the elders do not come for service. Why should I come for service?
好在新加坡教会没有长老。
We do not have elders in the Singapore church.
好，你是不是这样的想法？
So do you have such a thinking?
不管别人怎么样，但是我在主的面前，我要来敬拜他。
No matter how the other people are, I have to come before the Lord to worship him.
别人不遵循主的道，那是他的选择，但是我选择，我要遵循主的道。
It is his choice not to obey the word of God, but I have chosen to obey the word of God.
主耶稣知道他们。
The Lord Jesus knows them.
所以他说：“你还有几名是没有曾污秽自己的衣服的
？”And he said, "There are a few names that have not defiled their garments."
他们要穿白衣跟我同行。
They shall walk with me in white.
因为他们是配得过的。
For they are worthy.
这个穿白衣跟主同行的意思是说，他们是得胜者。
Being dressed in white means they are victors.
在古时代啊。
In the olden times,
当罗马将军打胜仗回来以后
，when the Roman general has been victorious in his war,
他们会有举开一个特别的游行
，they will have a special procession.
那这个游行跟起初回来那些百姓啊、军士大家一起游行来庆祝啊，那个不一样的，这是一个很特别的。
And this is a special procession that's different from what the people normally do.
这一次的游行不是大街的那一些观众，只有那一些参加战争而且得胜的人。
This parade is not for the people, general people on the streets, but for those who have fought the war and been victorious.
那这他们都要穿上白衣，跟将军一同来游行整个城。
And so they will be dressed in white, and they will be parading around the entire city with the general.
所以主说。
So the Lord says,
那些得胜的，他们就是要穿白衣跟我同行。
Those who have been victorious will walk with me in white.
而且更重要的
，and more importantly,
我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名。
I will not blot out his name from the book of life.
信主的人，我们的名字都登记在主的生命册上了。
Those who believe in the Lord have their names written in the book of life.
我们是主的儿女，我们是有永生的盼望的。
We are the children of God with the hope of eternal life.
这是确定的。
And this is for sure.
已经记录在主的生命册上了。
This is written in the book of life.
没有人可以涂抹掉的。
No one can blot it out.
但是你要注意。
But you have to be aware.
主可以把你的名从生命册上涂抹掉。
The Lord is able to blot your name out of the book of life.
如果你不悔改，你不遵行主的道。
If you do not repent, you do not obey His word.
你仍然继续这样的做一个挂名的基督徒。
You continue to just be a Christian in name.
那主会把你的名涂抹掉。
The Lord will blot your name out.
只有那些在信仰上得胜的。
And only those who are victorious in faith.
主说：“我不涂抹他的名。”
the Lord says, I will not blot out his name.
他们要穿白衣跟我同行。
He will be dressed in white and walk with me.
虽然只是几名。
Even though there are just a few names.
这个事实让我们看到将来得救的人啊真的是很少的。
This fact allows us to see that there are very few people who will be saved.
那你也发觉到一件事情。
And you realize one thing.
我们的主并没有因为只有几名啊太少了，那他就强迫更多的人来悔改，来听从他的道。
The Lord Jesus does not force more people to repent and to listen to His word just because there are just a few names.
其实主可以强迫你悔改的。
Actually, the Lord can force you to repent.
但是主绝对不这样的强迫人悔改的。
But the Lord will never force one to repent.
因为这不是他愿意的。
Because this is not what he hopes for.
乃是你强迫他这样的。
But because you have forced him to.
强迫的爱你要吗？
Will you want a love that is forced?
你都不愿意，对不对？
You are not willing.
所以在婚礼的时候啊，纵使明知道他们是相爱愿意的，我们还是要问他，你愿意吗？还是你被强迫的？
So during a wedding, we still have to ask whether they are, you are willing or have you been forced.
你不要认为这是多疑问的。
Do not think that this is just superfluous.
因为这一次的问是神在问。
Because asking this is a question from God.
主持婚礼的人代表神，在神的面前来问你。
The one who is the master of ceremony is asking the couple on behalf of God.
这个婚礼是神圣的。
This matrimony is holy.
这个婚礼是甘心乐意的。
This wedding is one that is willing and happy.
是我愿意的。
And I am willing.
要不然还有什么意义，还有什么神圣呢？
So otherwise, it's not holy and there's no meaning.
只不过到后来他们就变成不愿意，这真的是有点莫名其妙。
And later on, when they become unwilling, then it's a bit weird.
在神的面前说我愿意，但是没有两三年就我不愿意了。
Before God, they say I'm willing, but not two or three years later, they become unwilling.
忘记了我在讲启示录，不是讲婚礼哦。在信仰上也是一样。
So in our faith, it's the same.
我们已经许配给基督了。
We have been betrothed to God.
我们是新娘，等待主耶稣再来迎接我们的。
We are the bride waiting for the Lord Jesus to come and
我们的主没有强逼我们受洗的。
Our Lord has not forced us to be baptized.
我们的主没有强逼我们要去遵守他的道的。
Our Lord has not forced us to obey His words.
甚至看到撒底教会这样的堕落。
And even though we see the church in Sardis being so degenerate,
主都没有强逼他们。
The Lord did not force them.
主只是说
，The Lord only said,
圣灵向众教会说的话，凡有耳的。就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
主在等待我们听他的话。
The Lord is waiting for us to listen to His word.
让我们重新起来回家敬拜我们的神。
Let us arise, return home, and worship our God.
我们请唱赞美诗43首。
Let us sing hymn 43.